Blog Talk Radio.
Throwing it back.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a spirit taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Sometimes I just can't help thinking living without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby. I'm not weary by the doggone thing. I take I feel like that the rain.
Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Mary, Eric, and Carlos.
Hey, can any of you two tell me what the name of that artist was? That's DeVarge.
Yeah, that was DeVarge. What he said.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good, Eric. I knew you'd answer it first.
Yeah.
You know it. So, all right. What we've got going on?
I want to let everybody know, you know, welcome to Throwback Thursday, yes, of course, and a little bit about our guest tonight, our special guest, Jaquan Page.
Jaquan Page.
He's a very, very talented artist, and you guys are about to hear his newest release tonight, along with a couple of songs from back in the day, or, you know, maybe not too far back, but, you know, he did submit a few old school tracks for us tonight.
Was he back with the Nasty Boys?
Go ahead. You can ask him that when we bring him on. Okay?
Right.
We're going to touch down on all of that. So, other than that, how was your guys' day today?
Not bad.
My day was cool, but not bad.
Yeah,
mine was cool until I see my Rams lose tonight. Oh, terrible.
Stop. Leave it alone.
I was watching it earlier, man. I didn't even finish watching it. I had to take off for a little bit, go for a walk.
But
they play the 49ers. That's my second team, you know, so it's like that's my favorite team. So it's kind of a little hard. Oh yeah, I know you don't like the 49ers.
I don't like San Francisco, period.
Oh, that's right. I heard you say something about the San Francisco Giants earlier.
Yeah, that was all bad. They killed that young man last night. That was not cool.
Oh, that really happened. I thought you were talking about like a game or something. Like they killed him in a game. That was like really like somebody actually was hurt and they died. Like wow.
If you were a Dodger fan, you'd know about it, Carlos. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible.
So anyways, I kind of wanted to mention something. I wanted to talk to Mr. Eric Bush here because right before the show started, I received a text. And this text was not very nice, Eric. It really wasn't.
Eric, you're in trouble.
Why do you want to say the Cowboys suck?
I'm sorry. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's just something that came to your mind and you just decided to say it.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that
was
cool. We'll be right back.
Say the truth.
We'll be right back with Mr. Jaquan Page, everybody.
Jaquan, all right.
Versatile Radio.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get busted!
I'm
Hey, yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio.
How you doing?
You guys hear me okay? All right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Mr. Jaquan Page on the line with us.
Jaquan,
can you hear me okay, Jaquan?
Yes, I do. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Jaquan?
Good.
All right. Nice to meet you, Mr. Page.
I'm good. Living life over here in Miami, Florida.
Nice.
The weather's beautiful. Yeah, we've been having some rain, but we need that sometime.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, welcome to Versatile Radio.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you for you guys staying up this late, you know, hanging on there. For all my fans out there that's tuning in right now, this is your boy, Jaquan.
That's right.
It's actually a pleasure for us, Mr. Page. You've submitted your latest release, and I'm not quite sure, because the last time you and I actually collaborated via messaging or whatever, you hadn't even really released this track yet, correct?
Not right now. Right now, we just threw it up on iTunes. We just finished shooting the video. We're about to do the video release party October 18th, I believe. We're doing one here in Miami, and then we're going to do one in New York and also in L.A.
Awesome. When are you going to do the L.A. thing?
I'm looking at November. I believe my team is talking about November. Once we promote it in New York, and after New York, we're going to shoot over to L.A. So right after we get the first one here in Miami, the date, then we're going to lock the dates for New York and in L.A. And once we get it locked, we're going to shoot it to you guys to come out. Show some love.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was kind of, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Page.
No, this song right now that I just did is called This Ain't Love. It's an old remix. It's from this guy named Jay Novell back in the 80s. And my team decided to do something, to throw something from back in the days. And they said, why don't you do something like this? Nobody has ever did a remix of his song. So, you know, we decided to do this song. And I'm featuring one of Pitbull's artists. Her name is Madai. She's featured on the song.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also featuring, just to give you guys, I'm not supposed to let the cat out of the bag, but, you know, this is the best place to promote it. So, it's also the remix featuring Flo Rida.
Yes, I did see that. So you guys, we're gonna bang this track right now, and then we're gonna come.
We're gonna work it. Thank you. Yeah.
All my people out there.
Oh, if this ain't love. Oh, if this ain't love. Oh, if this ain't love. Oh, if this ain't love.
Girl, you got me talking to myself. You got my heart crying out for help. Every time your eyes meet mine. Smile and say hello.
Hello,
and I'm caught in this undertow. Round and round and round I go.
Hey. I like Hello. That had me on my feet right now.
Yeah. That was a jam.
Thank you.
I understand, man. You come from the bloodline, man, of music, man, which your mom was a dancer for Tito Puente, and your dad was with a group called the Emeralds. How was that growing up in that, man? How was that growing up?
It was amazing, man, because, you know, growing up and watching some of these artists on TV and realizing that my dad was a part of them, you know. It's like my dad used to sing doo-wop music, and he came from a group called the Emeralds. And, you know, my mom, you know, she danced for a lot of people back in the days. And she used to be on the TV show, the I Love Lucy show. And if you ever watched the I Love Lucy show, every time Desi Arnaz did his scene at the Copacabana, my mom is one of the dancers on the side there. That's my mom.
Wow.
So she was in the background with Desi Arnaz.
She was one of the background dancers with every time Desi Arnaz did the Copacabana, his singing part. She's one of the dancers that was there. My mother was a very famous choreographer. Her name is Carmen Robles. Seeing all these people, you know, I got to see them when I was a kid, you know, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, you know. Yeah. It's like amazing seeing those people. And, you know, growing up in the music with my mom and my dad, is, you know, I kept it going, you know what I'm saying? So that bloodline, like you said, that bloodline is still going. I came from a very famous group back in the 90s. My group was called the Nasty Boys. We used to sing
Crippin'
Dance
Music.
We had three records back in the days.
The
boys, my co-host, Mr. Eric Bush and Carlos Davis, you mentioned that earlier, because they did do their homework on you.
That's good.
Yes,
we did.
Most definitely. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, the group, the Nasty Boys, you know, we started as Exotic Male Dancers. We were strippers before we became singers, you know. So we got into the singing. We did a strip show, and we used to part of our show, we used to sing. So one day this lady said, "Oh, y'all Nasty Boys." And next thing you know, the Nasty Boy name got created.
That's right.
And, you know, we were young, too. We were like 18, 19 years old, you know, from the Bronx. You know, three, you know, male dancers. One is black. I play the white boy. The other guy played the Spanish guy. And I'm Puerto Rican, though, but I used to have long hair, and I got, like, light green eyes. So I played the white boy in the group. So, you know,
Jaquan started the Magic Mike, man. The movie.
There you go. That's how we started, man.
That's right.
So we took, you know, our manager back in the days took three young men, you know, and he took a nice gimmick using three exotic male dancers, white, black, and Spanish, and it worked, man, it worked. And you know, it was a blessing to be in a group like that I had back then, the Nasty Boys. You know, that today, you know, 13, I'm still using the name Jaquan from the Nasty Boys, and you know, it's a blessing.
Hey, when I was 18, Jay Clown, when I was 18, I was only working at Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I'm saying? I was down at the chicken spot. Wow. Well, that's Nasty Boys. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Jay Clown, and also understand, man, you were with the group, you worked with the group, the Latin Rhythm, which won a 1997 Latin Billboard Award for the Video of the Year, man.
Yeah.
That was with my boy, me, Tito Puente Jr., and one of my ex-members, the Nasty Boys. We started a group called the Latin Rhythm, and we were the first Latin group to ever perform in Alaska. You know?
Oh, wow.
Alaska. We were the first Latin group in Alaska that when we got
definitely in Miami.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 17-hour daylight over there. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were out there for like a week, 2 weeks, so it was good. So, you know, we came back from Alaska, and we were all over the news. You know, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow, you're still pushing,
right?
I'm doing myself right now as a solo artist. I've been a solo artist for about 8 years. So I've been pushing the name Jaquan, you know, because in my group Nasty Boys and the group Latin Rhythm, you know, I had the name in Nasty Boys. It was J Love. So then when I started the Latin Rhythm, I changed it to Jaquan, but it was Latin music that I was doing. So when I decided to come out as a solo artist, I've been pushing Jaquan, you know, real hard. So it's good, man, because a lot of people know who I am. You know, a lot of people from the freestyle music, you know, all my fans, you know now who I am because everybody knew me. Oh, he's from the Nasty Boys. Oh, yeah, that's the guy from the Nasty Boys. But now they got a name behind it. So it's good, man. It's good.
Awesome.
Right, yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
Now you actually, your team consists of, you have a dance crew, correct, that actually goes on tour with you or when you actually perform? Am I right?
I have a team. What I do is I have my own company. It's called JC Entertainment. So what I do is I do bookings for other artists that got talent. So I also have a few artists that I'm, you know, they're signed under me. So when I perform and I travel, I bring my team with me. Just like how 50 Cent did G-Unit, you know, Fat Joe with, you know, Death Squad. You know, you got to have that team, man. You got to have that team. But
yeah,
my
like your
team
posse.
Got talent. Yeah, it's my road dogs. You know, I have two females. One sings salsa, the other one sings merengue. I got this white boy. His name is John Paul. He does hip hop. You know, and my team is hot, man. I got a hot team right now. So
I give the clubs
a taste of everything, you know. So if they give me an hour, I'll give them, you know, my team would sing two songs each. So I'm giving the club salsa, merengue, hip hop, freestyle, Latin pop, you know. So it's a variety.
You gonna do any more work with Evie?
Yeah. What's that?
You gonna do any more work?
He's versatile.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
You going to do any more work? Hey, Jack, you going to do any more work with Evie? Did you do something with Evie?
Evie, yes. I have Evie Cruz. She's part of my team. You know, I have
awesome.
Evie Cruz.
Yeah.
She's my artist that does merengue right now. I got this young lady, Arlene G, that does salsa. You know, so
okay. This
is my camp. This is my camp. You know, we all stick together. We all a family.
Right. That's how you do it.
That's right, awesome, man.
But...
You know, we love your music out here, Jaquan. We're going to continue bumping your music, you know. So all you listeners out there, let's go ahead and let Jaquan throw out his links where everybody can find you, where they can find your music. And, you know, if they're not listening to Versatile Radio, go ahead and let them know where they can find you.
Yo, this is your boy Jaquan, and you're listening right now. You can check me out at Jaquan Page, iTunes. You can download my music right now. Stay tuned. I'm coming towards your every year. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing
Definitely.
The heat, Miami style.
Here we go. This is
called
Jaquan.
What I'm
Feeling. That's
right.
What I'm Feeling. We'll be right back with Jaquan.
Jaquan. Pure pleasure. Yeah, we got one for you.
Oh, if you could see what I'm feeling, I'm in love, it's in my eyes. Woman, your love means so much to me. It's the love which I have inside. You're too blind to realize. And I put my love for you, it's true. With the tears which fall from my eyes, only your love could dry.
Feeling, never.
All right, welcome back to Virtual Power Radio, everybody.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. You know, I just kind of want to remind everybody that, you know, I have been doing a whole lot of work at the studio. I had the pleasure of having a friend help me out the last couple of days. And so, you know, I've been super busy along with, you know, Virtual Power Radio is putting together a pretty large event. That's all I can say about it right now until further details can be confirmed. But Mr. Jay Kwan, I love that song.
Thank you, thank you. That was the Nasty Boys' first single, is What I'm Feeling.
Yeah.
That was our
first
album.
That song was banging.
Yeah, that was back
in 1988.
That was back in 1988.
Wow.
I have a question for you. What other artists have you actually worked with, whether it be you worked alongside with them or in the studio? What other artists have you worked with? And is there anybody in particular, as far as an artist goes, that you would like to work with?
Yeah, that you'd like to work with.
I worked with Phil Michael Thomas back in 95. Phil Michael Thomas was the black guy from Miami Vice. Yeah, I did a track with him back in 95. I collaborated with Julio Iglesias Jr.
Wow.
I did something with him.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty big out here in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, Jr. Not Enrique, but Jr., the other son. There's two of them. So, yeah, I did something with him. And, you know, as with the Nasty Boys, we've been on tour with Madonna, Boyz II Men. You know, we've done stuff with Stevie B, CNC Music Factory. I mean, I've been around the world.
Right. Sounds like it.
So understand, man, you've worked with the legendary Athena, man, Miss Celia Cruz, man. How was that, man?
With who? Excuse me, with who?
With Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz.
Oh, Celia Cruz. I've done shows with Celia, Tito Puente. You know, me and Pop, we did stuff together back in the days. And this is when I was with the Nasty Boys. This is not when I was with Junior. You know, me and Pop did concerts together.
Wow.
We did the Palladium. We've done, you know, same. I've been in the same concert.
My boy Carlos did his homework, didn't he?
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
that.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
Yeah, man. Those are legendary artists, man. Tito Puente.
Oh, yeah.
And Celia Cruz. Man, my mom
loves
all that music, man.
You know, and you know, you sit back to see yourself, you know, when, you know, I sit back and sometimes when I see the videos with Pop, you know, I always say, wow, you know, if he was still around today, just amazing with the music that we're playing today, you know how many people would have been loving to do remixes with him right now?
Amazing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be crazy. I've done shows.
Yes.
You know, with Daddy
Yankee. Get that OG sound back in there, huh?
Oh, yeah, forget it. Oye, como va? Right now, 2013 will be sick.
I love
it. Yeah, that's all original stuff right there.
Original,
man.
Yeah, of course. Original. Yeah. You need to you know, everybody right now wants to go back and bring back the old, you know what I'm saying? Like Prince Royce doing that. You
yeah,
know, everybody's
of course.
Figuring
yep,
that.
Yep.
And that's the thing
old,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I have to bring the old stuff back. I mean, it's pretty much
old,
everybody
old,
has done,
old,
like,
old.
A lot of the stuff that's been done already before, you know? And
mm-hmm.
But that's cool, you know? That's good stuff. You got to keep all that alive, you know?
Yeah, of course. Will Smith did it.
Yeah.
You know, Big Diddy did it. You know what I'm saying? Those guys did it. So, you know, it's good.
You know, yeah, Jaquan, you know, I love your attitude. I love your positivity and your confidence. You know,
thank you.
I know.
Thank you, guys.
You and I both know that, you know, there's been, you know, a few difficulties and man, I don't even want to put labels on it or whatever, but, you know, the freestyle dance or whatever out there on the East Coast. And, you know, I'm just glad to see that you're positive and you keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you can, you know, any of these artists, whether they be, you know, the upcoming, the new artists and anybody, you know, involved in the drama, you know, I guess like I can say that. As far as the music scene and the freestyle dance out there on the East Coast, if they could hear you, because we do get a whole lot of archives on my show with the podcast, what kind of positive message can you tell them right now?
You know, coming, you know, to me, coming from, you know, from that era to today and seeing the youth today, you know, they are so lost, you know, and they need people like us to guide them. To correct them from making mistakes, you know, that way they don't make those mistakes like we did, you know. And I just say to them, you know, listen to the pioneers. They, you know, 90% they write, you know, because they went through it. We went through it. So, you know, for these young artists, just, you know, sit back, love your craft, practice it, you know, master it, and just respect the business, because the business is crucial. You know,
yes,
it is crucial, but, you know, just, you know, stay positive. Stay positive.
Right.
Stay clean.
Thank you.
You know, I
grew
up
in
this.
Thank you so much. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that, you know, as an artist myself, been in this game for over 25 years, you know, I don't smoke and I don't drink and I've never did. And I respected myself. I respected my career, you know, and, you know,
that's
for
right.
Some of these artists today, man, stay positive, you know. Don't get tempted. Don't get twisted into that, you know. Drugs and alcohol, man, because it will ruin what you want to, you know, what you want to be.
Yeah.
Most definitely,
yeah.
It'll rob you. It'll rob you. You know, just to kind of piggyback on that. I thank you for sharing that positive message. But to piggyback on that, you know, that everything, you know, we all know that that's gonna rob you. To me, and I always have put it out there, Versatile Radio. We're known, our big motto right here is don't hate, collaborate. You know, and to me, music is a gift. It's a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift from the Almighty God up there. And we're supposed to share. We're supposed to share. We're supposed to encourage. And we're supposed to deliver positive messages. So, you know, you guys quit all that fighting, all that hating, all that jealousy. Let's all collaborate. And you know, like Mr. Page said, you know, look to these OG artists. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sure, you know, there are a whole lot of them that are probably available to you if you all will reach out to them and you know, get a little bit of advice or get a little bit of positiveness in your music, because music is just a beautiful thing. It's a God-given gift, and let's share, let's collaborate, and, you know, let's not let the enemy have our way. And once again, Mr. Page, I thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. This last song that I'm going to play for you for the night, or from you, actually, for the night, why don't you tell us a little bit about this song?
Who are you talking to?
You, Jay.
I'm talking to you, Mr.
Oh.
Page.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? I need to fix that. My name is Jaquan. Page means that's my page. People think I'm
laughing.
Okay.
I was gonna ask you that, man, but I didn't want to
I kind of figured that.
All right. I followed my boys at the beginning of the episode. Who was it? It it was either it was you, Carlos, Eric. I don't know what
it was
me.
I gotta tell my management team they need to take that off. I'm like, yo, people keep calling me Paige. I'm like, yo, it's
yeah, but
we're just calling you Big One and take the Paige off. Yeah.
First time that happened, man. Jaquan.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you got to fix it, man, before
yeah, for real. I keep hitting it, bro. If it's the page, I'm like, oh, man, for real.
Oh,
if they only knew my real last name, you know, my last name is Lupe Juan Pepe, you know?
Oh, yeah, you got one of those long, straight-up Latino last names, man.
For real.
Oh, wow. Well, Jaquan,
I had a question for you, man, because I seen you. You've been all over the world, bro. You've been to Alaska, to Honduras. How is that, man? What's your favorite place, bro? You know, how is that? What's your favorite place?
My favorite place, man, believe it or not, I'm not going to say it's my favorite. I'm going to say it's a place that I will always love to go back to is when I went to Honduras. And when we went to Honduras, we stood there for 3 weeks, and we went there, you know, it was a concert, you know, to help raise money for the homeless and for people.
Okay.
And we were there, man, you know, and it was amazing how many people have their kids. And I'm not lying, 5 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old in the street, you know, asking for money. And with, you know, their clothes is torn, no shoes, little girls. And I just, to me, as an artist, I always want to go back there to give back, man, and to help those people, man, because it was like, it's crazy. It's like, you know, when you get a tornado or you get a hurricane or, you know, a tsunami,
yeah.
And, you know, when those people go through that devastation, I mean, when you physically go there to see it, it's crazy. Like, I went to when the hurricane hit Jersey, you know what I'm saying? I went to donate my time and help pick up the trash and help out. And, you know, I went on my own. You know, I went over there and I met up with some people from FEMA, and I donated my own time, man, to help out because, you know, I'm a true believer, man. I'm, you know, I'm one of God's kids, and I see that. When I see things like that, I want to help. I want to help.
Right, man, that's a beautiful thing right there, man.
Definitely,
yeah. You know, and we thought we had it bad with our, you know, our peoples out there in Mexico. So, you know, that's to me, that's a gift also, Jaquan. You know, the dude, you have compassion and you have a heart for that. And
I'm a father. You know, I'm a dad. I'm a parent. You know, and you know, I have daughters, and you know, when I see things like that, I always picture what would have happened to me. Something like that would happen to me and my kids, and my daughters are in the street. You know, it's crazy.
Right.
It's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's something that
you
cannot close your eyes on and not just walk away. You got to stay and help.
Right.
Yeah, man. You got a big heart, bro. I got a big heart, man. That's right.
Got
give it back, you know?
Got to give back.
All right.
You gotta give back.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Listen, Intimate Strangers, this is the song we're going to play next. Tell us a little bit about this.
Intimate Strangers was me and the next girlfriend, you know, and we became intimate strangers.
Yeah, that's right, man. I like that. It's like a little undertone to that,
You know, we became intimate strangers, so this was dedicated to her back in 92. But I'm not. This is another song from the Nasty Boys. Another gold record of ours, you know. So, it's a hot track, man. For you guys, this is gonna bring back memories. 1992.
Yeah. Versatile radio.
Smile at me anymore. We're hiding from each other's eyes.
everybody. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. And once again, that was Jaquan. I'm not going to say that was Jaquan Hayes. That was Jaquan. And I like that. That has that freestyle flavor to it. And I'm a freestyle freak. I like that.
Hey, man. I was going to say that new Page didn't sound like a Latino last name, man.
Is there a video for that?
Yeah, that's a video for it.
All right. We're definitely gonna have Mr. Jaquan. We're gonna have Mr. Jaquan back on Versatile Radio with us, probably within the next month or two, and you know, he's also gonna be involved with a few things that Versatile Radio is doing. So you guys stay tuned into Versatile Radio. So you can continue hearing, you know, a whole lot more music from Jaquan. And also, once again, let's remind everybody where they can find you and where they can purchase your music.
Jaquan, you can find me at Jaquan Page. You can find me at, you know, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me everywhere, Jaquan. Jaquan Music.
All right.
You're listening to Versatile Music, baby.
Thank you. Is there a website? Can you be connected? Do you have a website available?
JC Entertainment. Check it out.
JC Entertainment. That's right.
JC Entertainment.
We'll be right back.
Here you go.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
that's just hard labor.
Jay Shadow.
Throwing it back.
Versatile radio.
Yeah.
volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Show me you really need me.
Cartier.
Love don't come.
Jay Shadow. Jay Shadow. Throwing it back. Throwing it back. Versatile Radio. Radio.
Sure.
All right. I'm sorry about that, you guys. I know you guys enjoyed that mix. And just so you know, everybody, that's my boy DJ Shadow, and you guys already know. I want to shout out to him. This is DJ Shadow out there in New York. You guys already know that. That's like a brother to me right there. And, you know, he's always putting it down, And I'll never deny that's my favorite DJ right there. Mr. Shadow has a birthday coming up on October 6th. Yes, he does.
Oh, wow.
And,
all right, happy birthday.
Yeah, he's going to have a big birthday bash at Dance Music Authority Radio out there in New York, otherwise known as Freestyle Paradise Radio. If you guys don't know, go check out my Facebook. You're going to see all kind of stuff up there. Dance Music Authority, DJ Shadow, Mr. Ivan Hernandez. And any links you see to Freestyle Paradise Radio on my page, that's what that is right there. And, you know, you could always hook up with him, Mr. Ivan Hernandez. I want to give a shout-out right now to my sister, Ms. Mama Laffy. Ms. Mama Laffy, I love you. Also to Tina. Yeah, yeah, Tina.
Up,
Tina, Mama Laffy wants a shout-out to you, Tina. A whole lot of love right here coming from Riverside. I don't know where you're at, Tina, but thanks for listening in. All of you artists out there, underground artists, new artists, up-and-coming artists, you know, you can get at me. I'll be more than happy to play your music here at Versatile Radio. If it's radio edited, if not, if you want to keep it underground, I'll always refer you to my sister, Miss Mama Laffy, because she's got her underground show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah,
also.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, before we go, I wanted to give Mr. Eric Bush a couple of suggestions for future songs, if that's okay.
Let me just finish doing my shout-outs real quick. I also want to shout out to Elisa Iglesias. That's my that's my daughter, pretty much, you know, play god or whatever. But I just want to show her a whole lot of love and thank her for listening in. She actually requested a song by Pretty Poison, which is Catch Me, I'm Falling. I'm sure you guys heard that in the mix. So that was for her. Alicia, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the full version of that song for you on tomorrow night's show, where we will also have another special guest with us on tomorrow night's show. You guys look out for the link. I'm kind of going to say that as for a surprise, but it's an artist that who's actually worked with Mr. Rocky Padilla, and you guys are going to want to tune in to tomorrow night's show. Look out for the flyer. And go ahead. Go on. Go ahead, Carlos.
All right, here we go. All right, listen up, Eric. All right, first one, Bushy Goodness. Second one, Burning Bush of Love. Next one is Bush's Weapons of Mass Lovemaking. Pushing the Bushes. Bushtastic Voyage. More Bushes for the Pushes. Meet Me Behind the Bush. All right, the last one is the bush.
Me,
the bush.
Hey,
the
Mom,
bush is on
call
fire.
And help me out,
you don't need
you
no water. Let the motherfucker
crazy
burn.
On me over here.
Hey, that's just a few bush. Fantastic songs right there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I love them.
Yeah.
Bush is up, baby.
Hey, thank you for sharing that. We all enjoyed that. Hey, well, everybody, thanks for listening. Versatile Radio, throwing it back. I'm throwing
it
back.
Hey, thanks, Jay
Kwan,
for the interview.
I see you laughing. I see you laughing in the chat room, Mama Laughing. You guys see
it? Shout out to my lady out there.
Can we all give a thanks out to Jay Kwan?
Yes, definitely. You guys, and we're going to continue bumping his music, and you guys just stay in close touch right here with Versatile Radio, and we're still doing some things, and you know, bigger things. Yeah, Mr. Bush and I were actually going to be doing some things here locally in Riverside, and we're going to be putting together some events right here. And you guys are going to want to look out for that, because any of you new artists, and because you get in touch with us, this is a good thing we got going on right here in Riverside. We're going to make it something like another vibe. Promise, Mr. Bush.
Mm-hmm. You got it. We're going to be talking about it. It's going to be versatile, though. Versatile.
Yeah, versatile.
Versatile Radio, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's it.
How do we get started? Started by the jealous people and boomers. kiss.
What's up?
Jay Shadow. Jay Shadow. Throwing it back.
Throwing it back.
Versatile Radio.